Dramatic Music Accomplished. And we have a guest with us today, my grandmother, Margaret.
So nice to be here with you today.
Okay. So since we have a new guest, we're going to be talking about the Hogwarts teachers.
Well, we're really talking about Hogwarts teachers because Grammy is a...
Muggle!
No, try again. Grammy it was a...
Teacher!
Oh, yeah! A teacher. So there's a lot of teachers. The ones that we get really to know, so for you and for you, is McGonagall. She's the transfiguration teacher. Dumbledore, who is the headmaster. Professor Sprout, who is the herbology teacher. Professor Snape, who is the potions teacher, which later is Slughorn, which is the potion teacher, but we'll get into that later. And Hagrid, the caramagical creatures teacher. And
the Muggle teacher.
Muggle Studies, Charity Burbidge. Who unfortunately dies.
There are lots of teachers.
You gotta have a lot of teachers.
And what about like the teacher that kind of stands guard? He like lets everyone know that the 300.
Filch?
Yes.
Well, he's not a teacher, he's a caretaker. We have the Iblarian, Madame Pince, which there's a lot of fan theories about Madame Pince and Filch.
Oh.
According to Hermione, they're dating, but yeah. Anywho,
what about that giant that comes along? That female giant that has a thing for Hagrid.
That's Madame Maxime. She's from a different school, Bobatons.
Oh, okay. She's a visiting professor.
No. Well, anywho, we also have the Defense Against the Dark Arts teachers, who are Professor Quirrell, Gilderoy Lockhart, Lupin, Mad-Eye Moody / Barty Crouch Jr. Professor Umbridge, Snape, and one of the Caros. I forget which one. I have to check. But yeah!
So, I mean, let's dive deep here and figure out what is the real message of these teachers? What do we learn from them? How can we, you know, transfer that into just like everyday teachers like this Muggle to your right here?
Yeah, so the teachers of Hogwarts are amazing people, and one of the most well-known teachers and head of Gryffindor House, Minerva McGonagall!
Tell me, what made her so special?
She's a boss. She is really good at transfiguration, so she can turn this little iPhone into a drat.
Okay, so transformation would be... A change from
change like
a solid item into anything else,
and to like you can change the liquid into a iPhone or something. I don't know. There's a lot of iPhones around me, so
and,
yeah.
And that was a class that they all took at Hogwarts.
Yeah. So Minerva McGonagall, she's head of Gryffindor House, so she is in charge of most of the punishments for Harry, Ron, and yeah, that's it. Because Hermione doesn't get punished.
So they did punishments as well as taught information.
Yeah, well, there's detention at that school, at Hogwarts. So if, let's just say Snape. Oh, I probably shouldn't be giving spoilers because my friends listen to the podcast. But Snape caught Harry doing something that he wasn't supposed to do, so he put him in detention. But he would have to get McGonagall's approval to be like, okay, you can send this kid into the forest with Hagrid to go fix some unicorns. But your face, you don't understand, do you?
Well, my question was,
I forgot,
Flitwick. Transformation.
Flitwick. So Flitwick is the head of Ravenclaw. And Flitwick is the charms teacher, which, I mean, charms, most useful class in the entire universal world.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, lots of teachers, and, but the biggest teacher.
Professor Trelawney, I keep forgetting.
Harry's probably what, maybe favorite teacher or the role model that he looks up to the most would be?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
So, well, at some point that might not be true because there's a lot of characters. There's a lot of father and mother figures that come into Harry's life that come in and out.
Right, right.
Like Molly, Sirius, Dumbledore, Lupin.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, there's a lot of these, all the Marauders, basically. They just come in, and then eventually they die, but, I mean, yeah.
So what do you think the biggest lesson that Dumbledore taught Harry?
Because
I can think of
I
one.
Can't give you... I mean, it's really hard.
I think the biggest lesson...
You never read the books.
I know. I don't need to read the books.
You watched just 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, but I can tell you. He taught Harry how to be humble.
Well, Harry was kind of already humble. He'd been beaten by his cousin. So, I mean, he was a pretty calm guy until the end of the fifth book, which...
Yeah, but, like, Dumbledore showed him, like, his true powers, but at the same time made sure that he didn't abuse that or take advantage of it. And still...
No, because Harry knew the difference between Voldemort and him, and he knew that he knew, like, if he had, let's just say, the power to bring back the dead, he would take that to his advantage, and he knew, okay, I'm not going to go looking for this. So he knows his limits to his powers. I think that Dumbledore kind of... This is so hard to explain. Like, Dumbledore knew Harry and knew what he had been through and knew what he had to do. I think Dumbledore was just setting Harry up for amazingness. And, yeah. Do you have anything to say? You've just been sitting nodding over there for the last 15 minutes.
Well, I think that's what teachers... What all teachers are supposed to do is see the good in their students and try to make them into amazing things, or right?
Yeah, but you were going to say something?
No, I agree. There's a combination of trying to teach someone information and also trying to get them to see themselves as learners and see themselves as capable people.
Which brings me into the next topic, which is... the difference between the teachers and how they made an effect on Harry's life.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Dumbledore always, as we see really in the sixth one, that Dumbledore treats Harry like an adult, like he is mature enough to do whatever he wants. Kind of like Sirius, because, at some point in the fifth and fourth books, he calls Harry James. And so...
Oh, by mistake?
Well, why? So...
I do that a lot, but...
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. But I think those two characters did have some flaws in their lives. And so...
James and Harry?
No, Dumbledore and Sirius.
Oh.
They definitely had some regrets. And I think that, first of all, Dumbledore kind of had to. And Sirius, he had spent from like the 20 to like 32 or something like that. He spent 12 years in Azkaban. He was extremely young. He was like 20. So being in a cell for 12 years with soul-sucking Dementors that suck the happiness and love out of you.
Oh, that's what they do?
Yeah. So having that, I think he did not mature in any way. So he just... And James was his best friend. He was so sad to lose him.
Oh, James was Harry's best...
James was Sirius' best friend, and James is Harry's dad. And Harry looks like James, except for his eyes, because he has Lily's eyes. Bam.
I see.
So, yeah. And I think that other characters like Molly, McGonagall and sometimes Hagrid treated Harry like he was a child, which is extremely important for someone who has to save the world. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And there was one point in the fifth one, which I've actually reread recently, which is Harry gets detention and McGonagall comes in and is like, get a cookie. And I think that that's, like, so important, like, for McGonagall forcing him to eat a cookie like a normal child. Because who doesn't want a cookie?
Yeah.
If you had, when you were a teacher, did you have cookies on your desk?
We had pretzels. Peanut butter filled pretzels.
Ooh, you can't do that anymore.
Can't do that.
No, certainly not peanut butter.
But
oh, yeah.
That I think would be really effective with a kid who has suffered a lot. And there's other teachers that aren't as mentioned as much, which I wish they were. Like Sprout and Flitwick and Charity Burbage. And those teachers, I don't think had a big effect on Harry's life, but they're super cool people. And there's this one time where in the beginning of Battle of Hogwarts that Professor Sprout's like getting all of her plants together to fight the Death Eaters, and it just made me so happy. This lady is so obsessed with her plants that she's willing to put them into battle. It was just, oh god.
Oh my goodness.
It was amazing. And so yeah, so I'm gonna stop talking. You can talk now.
Well, I mean, I would say that having teachers as role models is not just in the wizarding world. Would you say that there's, like, a teacher that you've had that is maybe not the same as Harry and Dumbledore exactly, but, like, do you think there's somebody who you can, like, look back and maybe have a comparison with? Or not yet?
Not yet. I'm too young. I think that when I would be in college, I could look back and pick out my favorite teacher. But, yeah.
Well, I have to say that sometimes your favorite teacher isn't always the teacher who taught you something important about yourself.
Well, sometimes
it could be a situation where your iced coffee is over on the counter there. Where you're... you struggled through something that wasn't always pleasant, but and that you can look back at the teacher for thanking her or him for giving you that opportunity.
Yeah, and most often it's not the teachers you have in college, because teachers you have in college, you know, well, and you've already kind of shaped your perspective and kind of know yourself now as a person. And the teacher is speaking to 100 kids or 100 students, and they don't really know you. So really, like, yeah, it's really actually the teachers when you're young.
Yeah, and Harry had a complicated life, and I don't know why I'm comparing everything to him. But, I mean, it's Harry Potter. We got to compare everything to him.
Well, the thing about Harry Potter is there's always, like, a comparison to real life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the lessons that he learned and the quotes.
One thing that makes me super angry is that in the movies and really honestly in the books, we never hear about, like, we never go through a complete class without Snape. It's extremely annoying because we're supposed to be focusing on Harry's magical education, but we're focusing on where the Sorcerer's Stone is. Like, it's...
Well, with their parallel storylines, maybe, right? You have, like, the school life, and then you have the adventure side.
Well, it's completely the adventure side and, like, a quarter with anything else.
But, yeah, that's true. That's true. But Finley said, had a quote yesterday that I was going to ask you about.
What?
She said, You're impaling yourself with your own sword.
I don't know somebody. Who said that. I don't know who said that. I think it might have been Dumbledore, because I'm thinking of this time when he might have said it, because he was trash-talking someone.
What does that mean, Ashley? Impaling yourself with your own sword.
I have no idea.
Well, impale? Do you know what impale means?
Stab yourself with your own sword?
Yeah.
Oh! I think I understand why someone said that. Okay. I can't give anyone else any spoilers, because...
Well, now you're going to have to say it, yeah. What do you think?
I think it was in Deathly Hallows, because there was a sword involved, or a Chamber of Secrets, because both of them had a sword involved.
Well, I thought the sword was an analogy.
It might have been. I have no idea.
Well, we'll have to get Finley on the show and do... something with her. Well, why don't, Grammy, who was your favorite teacher that you think taught you an important lesson?
Like Dumbledore.
Well, I was a very shy child, so I can't say that I didn't have an ongoing, deep relationship with any teacher. But
that's a problem.
I did have a fourth grade teacher, Miss Powers. Who?
Powers? Mm-hmm. That's the best
Maybe
teacher name in the world.
Maybe she had secret powers.
Wow.
Maybe she's a witch.
She made learning fun. She always came up with different things to do. She was kind of ahead of herself in that department. And so...
Yeah, learning back then was not fun.
No, it was not usually fun. But she did find some things like we made our own commercials.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Which was fun. We laughed. And what was really interesting about Miss Powers is when I went back to teaching, not my first couple of years of teaching, but when I went back to Springfield after Elena, after Mom and Uncle John were born, she was still teaching. And I got to eat lunch with her every day, and I got to tell her how important she was to me and to others. It's touching.
It's extremely touching. Okay.
She went on to inspire many children.
Yeah, well, I had Mrs. Lynch. That was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did she do for you?
Oh my gosh, are we just talking about our childhood now?
I know, we're getting away from Harry Potter. Please. People are not going to appreciate this.
Yeah.
Well,
now that no one is listening to the podcast.
So Harry goes to this new school. He doesn't know anybody. Right? Mm-hmm. And he's got to, make all these new friends, and he's all these new teachers.
When you're the boy who lives, you don't really make friends. They come to you. Yeah.
Well, but nobody knew he was.
Oh, yeah. There's a freaking star, lightning bolt star on his forehead. Everyone will see it.
But everyone knows that that's the legend of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, Mom. You have not read the first book, have you?
Oh, okay. Well.
If you got to the point where the chapter, I don't know what it's called, but the chapter where, he's going on the train, Fred and George like, oh, my God, it's Harry Potter. Like, he's a literal celebrity that no one's met.
Oh.
Like, he's like, oh, my God, Harry Potter's on the train. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Huh. Well, I want to hear a little bit about Mrs. Lynch, though.
We have to get away from our childhoods, okay? We have to start talking about Harry Potter.
Well, there was a lot of studying that was going on in Harry Potter. A lot of, exams and...
Oh.
Yeah, which I really like.
And, I mean, they even listed the grades that he got, and had, a grade.
Oh, yeah. Score. Yeah, they did. Oh, I wish I had the fifth book with me. But,
did he have trouble with some things?
Yeah, he did. One subject.
He had two. He had trouble with divination, which, I mean, who's good at divination? Laughing around,
What's divination?
Do you see into the future?
Oh, he saw into the future all the time. What are you talking about?
Hey, no! That doesn't count because it's Voldemort and Harry's special connection, and he's seeing into the present, not the future.
Right.
Whatever. Okay. But,
Divination is the word?
Divination. Touched by Professor Trelawney. The want-to-be divinationist.
Wow.
Or I don't think
that. Never heard that before.
But yeah, according to J.K. Rowling, that's how you say it.
Well, and then there was this great, the Mad-Eye Moody is my personal favorite teacher.
Oh.
Okay, you can't say that when you haven't read the books.
I can. Okay. And so he teaches the dark arts.
No, he teaches defense against the dark arts. Defense. Now, let me get into this. Okay, every year there's a new defense against the dark arts teacher. Okay?
Why every year?
It's a spoiler.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me. And I want to read those 8 million pages that you highly recommend.
So every year there's a new one. So we have Professor Quirrell, who burned to death.
Oh.
Professor Lockhart, who was wiped out by a memory charm. Professor Lupin, who was a werewolf. Two bunch of werewolves teaching their children, right? Mm. Mad-Eye Moody, who wasn't even Mad-Eye Moody. Umbridge, who destroyed the entire school. Snape, who taught everything. And, I think it was Electo. I'm not sure. It's one of the heroes, which are Death Eaters. Oh my gosh.
What did you like about that teacher that...
Well, so Matt,
he did Avada Kedavra, like, in front of everyone.
Well, you know, there is... At first, I didn't like him. But then I realized that it wasn't him he was being...
You haven't even read the books! How do you know you like him?
But then you see him. He's been hiding away in this little black box that nobody knew about. Just you have to read the book.
Oh,
and
you didn't read the book.
And then he goes and he fights in this battle,
like four books later.
Yeah, but he really meant well. He meant well, and he gave his life to.
Stop giving spoilers, okay, Mommy?
Okay.
I'm the only one allowed to get spoilers, okay? No one else can.
And then my other favorite would have to be the herbology one.
Professor Sproul. Thank you so much. What about Hagrid?
Hagrid's kind of annoying. His voice is kind of annoying to me.
Well, okay. You mean Jim Dale's voice is annoying.
Yeah,
because how I did it was I listened to the audiobook while following along with it. So we would, like, blast the audiobook with this British guy dogging while following along. It was probably annoying to you. It wasn't annoying to me because I loved it. But
what about in the movie? Was it the same voice?
What do you mean?
On the audio?
No, audible? They were played by actors.
No, I know.
No, but it was this one guy with the individual voice saying.
I'm asking you whether the voice on the audible that you were following along with was similar to the voice on the movie.
It was extremely close, yeah.
Not the same actor, though.
He's like, I'm Hagrid.
He's a half giant. Calm down.
Oh, he's got that deep voice. Okay. Giants do have unusual voices.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh. We all need to stop pretending we're Harry Potter fans. I'm talking to you both. Gotta talk to especially you, Mommy.
Yeah, but think so. Does Hermione doesn't grow up to be a teacher, and Ron doesn't grow up to be a teacher at Hogwarts?
No,
nobody does.
Neville does.
Neville.
He teaches herbology.
Oh, Neville! I mean, Neville. What is there not to love about Neville?
Oh. There's just, nothing.
I mean,
he's like the nerd.
We love Neville.
Neville has some really good lines. Some really key moments.
How many classmates do you get to know? I guess it changes according to the book.
A lot of people. A lot.
Do they repeat? Does she repeat the friends in the first book all the way through?
Yeah.
Well, because Neville teaches everyone a really good lesson in it's harder to go against your friends than it is.
That's a Dumbledore quote, okay?
It's harder to do what?
Go against your friends than it is your enemy.
That's what Dumbledore said. He didn't say it. But
or stand up, I should say. I think
he got 10 right? points for being brave. Like, come on.
What did he actually do? How did he stand up against his...
I have no idea.
Oh, they never told you?
No, they did.
Is this something you don't know about Harry Potter?
Oh, no, I do. It's when, it's in the Sorcerer's Stone, when Hermione, the trio, are going to stop, supposedly, Snape from stealing the Sorcerer's Stone. He's like, what are you doing? Get back in bed. And Hermione is just like, nope. And I actually think he fought Malfoy in the first? No, he didn't. He did not. But he got himself 10 points and won Gryffindor a half cup, so.
I know. And then they won. But it was really Harry that won it for them, right?
Completely. I mean, book centered around him, which, oh my God, we're completely off topic now.
They never go into the Quidditch coach, do they?
In the movies, they don't. But in the books, if you read them, you would know that Madame Hooch is...
Madame Hooch.
Madame Hooch.
Okay. That's a name. Spelled H-O-O-C-H?
I don't know.
I love how a girl is teaching Quidditch. That's
extremely common.
Oh, okay. You don't see a lot of female Quidditch players, do you?
There's an entire team called the Holyhead Harpies, which Ginny plays on, completely made of females.
Oh.
So, it's okay. And there's a lot of teams that have women and men. Like the Bulgarian team.
So there's no sexism in Harry Potter when it comes to Quidditch.
Mm-mm. I mean, yeah. There's no stuff. Unless you have a racist team, then, or a sexist team.
Yeah, then, there are a lot more male lead characters than there are female.
Who?
I mean, you think about Snape and Lupin and da 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 da. It's really just Hermione, Ginny.
Hermione, Ginny, Minerva, Molly, Nymphadora, Andromeda, not Pansley, she's...
Belichick's, but...
But she's evil!
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, well, getting back to the teachers, because that's why really Grammy's here.
Back to the teachers. Let me talk about Dumbledore again. So, Dumbledore, I think, was more of a... He was less of a teacher to Harry. He was more like a... He didn't even teach his subjects. He taught him when he was, like, 20 and 30 and 40. But, like, he was a headmaster, so he kind of oversaw the... I don't know. He controlled the school, and I think that Dumbledore and Harry kind of became friends that way. As Harry kept getting into trouble, Dumbledore just kept swooping in and saving him.
Sounds like he was the moral compass.
I guess. I don't know what that means. Well,
a moral compass is someone who leads you in the right direction. Just like a compass leads you in the direction in the woods.
What if you force someone in the right direction?
Well,
control the decision completely.
If he would set you up to only be able to go the one way. I guess he could still be considered a moral compass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what the really amazing thing about Dumbledore and Harry was that Dumbledore kept a really, really big secret from Harry.
Don't you dare. Wait, what is that secret?
Which is don't a spoiler.
It's basically a spoiler. Which
don't
I won't say,
say.
But then that really, all the things that Dumbledore tried to do for Harry in terms of like guiding him morally and was really leading up to this one moment.
What was that moment? Was it in Deathly Hallows?
Yeah. Harry Potter.
What?
The man, the boy who lived.
No! That. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know.
So we wanted to make sure that Harry was ready. That's how I thought.
No, because you didn't read the book, so you wouldn't know. Because you didn't read Half-Blood Prince. Or Order of the Phoenix. Or Deathly Hallows.
Well, it's to each its own interpretation. I mean...
Well, you... But the way Dumbledore is played in the movies, there's one scene that all the Harry Potter fans, like, talk about all the time is when, in the books, when Harry, when Dumbledore asked, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? And he said it extremely calmly. And then the movie's like, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? And I just, and yeah, that's how he says it. And that's how the actor says it. And Harry's like, and freaks out. And that's a scene that really, that Dumbledore kind of gives a new view with Dumbledore, because we find out in Deathly Hallows Dumbledore did some stuff, and Dumbledore kind of is a more chill guy, and as you read the books, he's always calm. Like, he's doing Voldemort, he like... people who are listening to this, I'm just going, like, waving my hand around, like, calmly. But, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that we should really thank Grammy for coming today.
It was very interesting to hear the people who played important roles
in
Harry's education. Thank you for having me.
Yay!
Yep. All right. Guys, thanks for coming. Next time, what are we going to talk about?
The chapter, which is the letter from no one.
The letters from no one. Which, who's no one?
Nobody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.